Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday. What's that? It's not Friday, it's only Wednesday. Jesus, Joseph, and Mary Christ. What is happening? Why is this week so long?
Swear to Christ, Nicholas.
I thought it was Friday today. When
I thought today was Thursday.
I was so happy.
I thought today was Thursday because I have to be on the Gamescast on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, I got to be on that show. So today's going to be a little bit of a long day, but, you know, I'm ready for it.
Sure.
And then I looked at the calendar and it's holy shit. It's fucking Wednesday.
Lo and behold, it's only Freaky Freaky Wednesday.
Who's playing a trick on me, Nick?
I don't know, man. One of us isn't getting enough sleep, and that person's clearly me.
Bunch of fucking tricksters and jokers out here, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Thanks for joining us here on Wednesday, May 16th. Oh, it's hump day, so I guess it's the middle of the week. We got through 3 days, two more to go. I'm up against a wall, like you would not believe.
But I feel good.
I just need like 2-3 more days of sleep. We shot some stuff over the weekend. We were shooting some stuff Monday, Tuesday. I've been doing double duty, as they say. And I can use a couple days off. Am I going to get those?
No.
Do I really need them because I'm a fucking champ and champions don't quit?
Champs never quit, dude.
I don't know the answer to that.
You're like Michael Jordan with the flu.
Is that why you need it? Because you're the champ and champs don't quit?
Champs don't quit.
Yeah. Champs don't quit.
This show, by the way, happens each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You guys can watch live with us 11 a.m. Pacific time. If it's nighttime where you're at, well, good evening. And I hope you're having a lovely dinner while you're listening to the sound of my voice. If you can't watch this live and you're watching on YouTube, hey, what's going on? Make sure you hit that subscribe button and that notification bell over on the right-hand corner. I think it's on the right-hand corner. Which way? Maybe left for you?
Over here, yeah.
Over here.
Depending on what mode they're in, like if they're in full screen or if they're in theater or
nobody
whatever.
Nobody watches in anything other than just the normal mode. You're weird.
What?
People don't bother to click on
100%.
That shit. They don't do it.
You're kidding me right now.
People don't bother.
You're tricksters and joking me too right now?
Let us know how you watch YouTube in the comments below. Leave a comment about Andy's hair and leave a comment about our big topic today, which is going to be, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to check in on the Kevin Coelho Photoshop Challenge.
Damn it.
It's been happening all week. I was not able to do the show yesterday because we were shooting some stuff, but I'm back now, and y'all thought we were going to let that die, just like I let most of our bits
Hell
die.
No.
Not today.
Let's run this into the ground.
Not in my house.
Oh my God.
Not in my house.
Let's keep running this into the ground.
So we're
going
to be checking in on those a little bit later today. Of course, if you guys want to get those in under the wire, we're going to be going through all the ones on our subreddit. So if you want to get those, go post. If you got one right now, you're like, I'm waiting for this. Go post it right now and try to get it upvoted because I want to see them all. We also have a couple fun trailers to watch. We'll see if we get claimed for those. And some Lando Calrissian news that we're going to go into. Before we do that, this episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by MeUndies. We'll get to that a little bit later when we give away a game. What else do we say usually here at the big... Oh, no, not life-size model. This is... Big topic today is Kevin. The Milkman. Man, Coelho.
Milk Mommy.
Milk Mommy. All right. Now, just checking in, Kevin.
Yep.
Is our high-end graphics machine that rolls the Chirons and the overlays, is that ready or is that not going to be ready
hacked
for
into
us
the
today?
Mainframe? Or?
Unfortunately. Oh.
You hacked in?
I don't know. It just
Did
went
you
black.
Hack?
It was like 20%. Oh, it looks like it's booting. So if you want to give it one more minute.
We're in.
I'll give it one more minute. I think it's worth it because I love those graphics so much. I look forward to them. Literally, true story. This morning when I had the shocking realization that it's Wednesday, not Friday.
Yeah.
And I cried a little bit.
No,
and just
it's at 30%.
It's at 30%. Okay, it's not going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into a little housekeeping. First on housekeeping, Kinda Funny Prom is happening June 30th. We've told you about it before. We'll tell you about it again. Listen, there's two kinds of people. They're the kind of people that like to get out into the nightlife, and they're the kind of people that like to pretend like they do, and they fantasize about living a cool life, but they just don't ever do it. Don't be the latter. Be the former. Be a champion of your own life. Come to San Francisco June 30th. For prom, it's going to be a really, really, really fun night. Actually, it'll be a really, really fun weekend of stuff. We're going to announce some stuff. I'm assuming we're doing a prom stream at some point. Have we talked about that at all? Has Joey talked about that at all?
It's on the calendar, but no one's talked about
it. We haven't really put it in there. It's next Friday, right?
Yeah.
Next Friday, we're going to be doing
a stream. Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't know if I just blew Joey's spot up or whatever. But yeah, next Friday, we're going to be doing a fun prom stream. We're going to play some fun prom games, and we're going to announce some of the events that we're also doing outside of prom. It's going to be good. You're going to want to taste this chocolate.
Promination, we're playing. The new game by Vigil. We're playing Prom 2K18.
Yeah.
All those big prom games.
We're also going to play a game, an analog game, called Pin the Tail on Kevin. We're just going to try to chase him around the office and pin a tail on him.
Let's see how that works out for any of you.
It's going to be great. Cool Greg's gonna win because he's athletic.
Nick, there are two types of people.
There are two types of people.
Or three, maybe.
Milk mommy.
The people who go to prom.
Yeah.
The people who don't go to prom.
Yeah.
And the people who masturbate in public. Similar to the guy who ran the Kony 2012 campaign. Do you remember that?
I remember there being a controversy surrounding Kony.
Right. Yeah, Kony 2012 started jerking off in public after he raised all this money. You can't do that, apparently.
It's just a, here's the deal. If you're going to masturbate, either do it in the privacy of your own home, or make sure whoever you're doing it in front of has your, you have their full consent to do it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Do not do it in front of children. And for the love of God, don't do it in front of old people.
Rule of thumb.
They don't understand what's going on. They're going to have a heart attack, and then you're going to be charged for murder and indecent exposure. Okay? One of them is a sex crime. The other one puts you in jail for a while. And that's not normal jail. Like, murder is federal pound-me-in-the-butt jail.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You that's know? The one in Oz.
That's the one where it's
TV
like...
TV show
Where, like, Schillinger has to carve a swastika in your ass using a big pen. Terrifying. Terrifying. Never go to jail.
Are you ever at work sometimes, Nick, and you're just like, you're tired, you're worn out, and you just think, man, I can't wait to just jerk it tonight.
Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Yeah, me too, man.
It's really what I look forward to. I like to pattern my life and to incentivize myself to do the things that I have to do. So, like, in the morning, it's coffee. In the evening, it's like, well, I don't really want to face tomorrow, but if I do get to pleasure myself a little bit before that happens. So that's something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll be like, should I eat the pork rinds before that or after that, you know?
Well, sometimes it stinks.
Well, sometimes that's why I eat after usually.
Yeah.
I like the crunch before I go to bed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Crunch and then...
No.
And then...
It's munch, then crunch. Munch, crunch.
I hate this.
Munch, crunch.
Okay.
Spunk.
Spunk, crunch.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Don't mix the two. They don't go well together.
British people call it, they call it spunk.
Do they call it spunk?
Yeah.
I remember there was a character in Alien called Spunkmeyer.
Fake taxi videos?
I love those.
You spunked on me.
I love those. And I feel like, do you feel like that porn is mirroring reality? Like it's one of those things where like we see people doing this and it becomes a fetish and we go make the porn for it? Or do you think it's influencing people to misbehave in real life? Where like on some stupid strange level you just watch that porn but like maybe I should drive an Uber and occasionally ask a girl if she wants to bang.
No, that's a terrible idea.
No, it's a bad idea. Yeah, I'm just saying, I wonder if that actually inceptionizes the idea into people's heads.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Fidelio.
Okay.
That's what you have to talk when I say Fidelio. That was our secret word because I had to blow my nose.
Oh, okay. I'm going to keep talking.
I hate you so much.
Nick, there's toilet paper down there too. If you want
I like the paper towels.
We were doing the fake taxi impersonation in front of Joey.
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't doing the impersonation. I was impersonating the man's voice. I was impersonating the man's voice.
He was.
And
weird Cockney accent.
I was really fucking good.
You're a great impersonator.
I was really good.
9 out of 10 times, you're great. 1 out of every 10 times, though.
1 out of every 10.
Utterly shart the bed.
1 out of every 10 times, I do the Mimir from God of War. Somebody in the comments is like, Andy Scottish accent. And thumbs down. And I had to comment. I was like, I agree. It wasn't very good.
Let me hear your Scottish accent.
But he's like, he's telling the story, and he's like, and they stop at a shore, right, in God of War. And he's like, and we'll talk about that next time. And we'll talk about that later.
That's really bad.
Just clearly Tiger Waititi.
I was really hoping you would do Al Pacino.
That's just Korg.
Al Pacino? No, Robert De Niro.
Oh, Robert De Niro, you're right.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Oh, I can do it. Dude, I watched Heat the other day, I love that movie so much,
movie.
Except for... Every other Al Pacino scene, where for whatever reason, Michael Mann, the director, just let him go completely off the rails. Give me all I got! Give me all I got!
So
why did you keep that taken?
My favorite.
That was just a terrible.
My favorite radio show.
It's so bad.
The Dan Le Batard Show points out there was a point in Al Pacino's career where he went from acting to just yelling everything.
He went from being a character actor to being Al Pacino as Al Pacino in Heat.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Well, he acted as himself. There was a moment, and De Niro hasn't hit it yet. De Niro actually, I think, is still doing okay, but De Niro's still De Niro. Like, actually, that's not true. De Niro now plays De Niro in every movie, like the nice De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to De Niro and The Intern. Great film. But yeah, there was a moment where
Is it a great film?
The Intern?
Yeah.
It's not a great film, but it's very enjoyable. It's actually a well-made film.
I'm going to put that on Twitter poll.
The Intern?
Yeah.
I think you're going to be surprised by how many people shockingly liked that film.
Is Robert De Niro's... The Intern, a great film.
I doubt anyone ever watched that movie. It was just Nick.
I watched it on a plane like 3 times. Because I have a crush on Anne Hathaway, even though I'm pretty sure she can't act. And she pretty much ruins every Nolan movie ever.
What?
It's not her fault. She's just, like, she's better for The Princess Diaries than she is trying to be, like, a dramatic actress.
You're
it's okay,
crazy.
Though. Well.
You kind of hate her, right? I thought she was great in Interstellar.
I did not like her in Interstellar. I thought her character... I thought the chemistry she had with Matthew McConaughey was bad. It just wasn't very good. I thought she was too young to play that role.
Oh, okay.
Because I also thought they were supposed to be kind of in love, and I was like, she's really young compared to him.
Maybe she just looks young.
She was in love with that other dude, you know?
Yeah, she was in love with the other dude. The whole point of her going to that planet was to find this guy that she was in love with, but then, like, McConaughey kind of rolls in. Yeah. Now, McConaughey, on the other hand, in Interstellar, fucking phenomenal.
Oh, my God. The
fucking
scene where he
phenomenal.
Cries, Nicholas?
The scene where he's watching his kid grow up
every
on video.
Every time gets me.
Jesus, Joseph and Mary. There's
every
two scenes
time.
That get me.
I hate it.
There's the scene where Murph runs out of the house as a young girl and just misses
scene.
Her.
That's a hard scene.
Just misses her dad.
That's a hard scene.
That's a fucking hard scene. And then there's the scene where he watches the video, and it's gut-wrenchingly... It's like it's happy, but also incredibly sad because you realize the magnitude of what he's given up. I know, man. But he saves the world.
It's
and they have
so
the Saturn
good.
Station, and it's dope. And then he gets to see her one more time. And then it's really awkward because you would think she'd be like, Dad, oh my God, with the last like 5 minutes of my life, we have so much to catch up on. But instead she's like, good job. And then her whole family comes in, and then he just goes away.
And he's supposed to know all, like, it's weird, because he's, at that point, to a lot of the people in the room, like, great-great-great-grandfather.
Well, he's great-grandfather, but he's also the hero that saved the world. You would think they'd be like...
She's the hero that saved the world.
Fuck that, bro.
Okay.
Fuck that, bro.
Sure.
Whoa.
You can get mad.
Okay.
Change the fact that she's the hero that saved the world.
He risked life and limb. He came back super young, had no life left. His son died, right?
Yeah.
And he ended up with Anne Hathaway. To be honest, that's kind of a net neutral. We actually kind of won on that one, because she is super cute.
Great actress.
Cool hair.
Well, the hair was cool.
She had cool hair.
She had cool hair.
Was it a wig? I don't know. Wigging out with Scarpina.
My favorite part of that article that you guys brought up yesterday was that she was like, they have a podcast without a podcast. And she talked about rake those abs, and rake my abs, and wigging out. But then she said Ragu Bagu was better.
Yeah.
And I kind of got a little jealous.
It's true.
I kind of got jealous.
Yeah. The thing about Engadget, they're very fact-based.
Well, they're fact-based, but mm-hmm. I feel like they also shoot from the hip a lot, and they get some stuff wrong.
Kevin, I saw your tweet saying, like, this is a big moment for me to have this article.
Yeah.
Same here.
Because I love Engadget. I've been on that website for
You're on Engadget all the time. When it's not the Chive or Reddit/r/GoneWild, you are on
In college, when I like first
what was that one website you always showed us?
They can't see you when you shake your head at me, Kevin. So they don't know I'm joking. You got to be on camera when I joke about you, otherwise they just believe me. Do you understand me?
When Joshua Topolsky was running Engadget, I would listen to that podcast all of the fucking time. And then he moved to The Verge. He created The Verge, but still, it was like Engadget was like such a big part of my life.
Eric Skirk in the chat brings up a very good point. He said, Nick, it's because you do the Ragu Bagu theme song. That's why it's better. Your song is better than Andy's.
No, he doesn't do the Ragu Bagu
Ragu
theme song.
Bagu.
You just say Ragu Bagu. I created the whole thing.
Look, nobody
you didn't,
fucking cares who wrote Taylor Swift's
song. You didn't start
doing... They just care that Taylor Swift is singing it.
You didn't start
Can
doing
I get an amen, Kevin?
Ragu Bagu amen! Until like halfway through.
Fucking bullshit. Dial it up. I did it right at the beginning of it.
Fight, no. fight,
Look
fight,
it up.
Fight,
Look it up.
Fight, fight.
Let me Kimura armlock you right now.
Andy, take off one shoe.
Andy, take off both of your shoes and your pants and lay on the ground. I'm going to show you how to do an ankle lock.
There's a horrible joke in the next party mode that's where
what did I say?
We bring up
Maybe
Cleveland Steamers.
Maybe
yeah, shit on
out.
People's chests.
Yeah, and so I was like, I don't know what a Cleveland Steamer is. And
there was
like,
a time where
and
we...
And you said, Andy, lay on the ground, let me show you.
There was a time where we tried to be incredibly, like, I don't want to say PC, but there was a good 6 month gap there where we were like, let's not say a lot of these crazy things.
I don't know about that. You had the fucking grapefruit video with the woman.
You've constantly said crazy things.
I just feel like I feel like sometimes I'm pushing us into a dark direction. And I'd like to know in the chat right now if that's okay for you guys, because if it's not, tough shit.
I got the graphics working, so when you want to do the news...
Ladies and gentlemen, it's housekeeping time.
Why can't we hear him? You know? We were so close.
There it is. We almost got it. Well, are you going to make fun of my fucking chapstick right now?
No, because we were talking about the incredible film, Oscar Award winning...
Nope, don't say it.
What?
What
no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about fucking... What's it called? Malibu's Most Wanted. traffic, looking for some chapstick, feeling kind of car sick. There's a Ford Maverick.
Do you, when you think back to Jamie Kennedy,
mm-hmm. I think about it all the time.
Do you think, why did his career end, or do you
why
think,
did it start?
Why the fuck did his career start?
Yeah.
I think he's hilarious, by the way, and I love him in Scream. I thought he was great.
He was great in Scream.
He was great. He like defined an era of the 90s, and then I just don't think he made it out of that.
I feel like it was him and Matthew Lillard kind of going toe-to-toe. Matthew
Lillard, I just watched Hackers again like 3 months ago.
He's a great character actor.
He's so good.
Yeah.
And also, he was really good in The Descendants. Did you ever see that?
No.
There's a George Clooney film where about his wife gets in an accident, and then he realizes that she was going to leave him. And like she's brain dead, and he has to figure out whether or not he's going to like pull the plug. But then he also confronts Matthew Lillard, who's like the guy that she was going to leave him for. It's really hard.
I thought
hard.
It was going to be a biopic on the band.
No, it's biopic. And they live on Hawaii, which is like, and they own a bunch of land. It's a really, really well made movie. It's Shailene Woodley's like one of her breakout films.
How does it end?
Fuck, I think, well, she, I don't want to spoil it for people. It's not really a spoiler.
Well,
it's
I mean, I feel like, well, she.
She dies.
Yeah.
He pulls the plug and then they just kind of end up, I think, selling the land or something like that. It was just, it's one of those like watching George Clooney act. You're just reminded that he is the perfect human being and he must be stopped.
We're having a good show right now.
I'm having a great time.
Y'all feel it?
Guys, I don't understand why the audio's not working.
I'll do it next time. Okay.
In spite of the audio issues, in spite of the technical problems, this show is probably one of the best of the year.
Easily the best so far this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Easily.
I agree.
Easily the best. Okay.
Monday, I felt like I was really weak. I apologize about that.
You were right Monday. I didn't watch the show yesterday, but I understand it was the 500th anniversary of our show.
I mean, we just need an excuse for some champagne, if I'm being totally
honest. You never need an excuse
totally
for champagne.
Honest.
Joey makes it easy for us to make those jokes.
Stop.
Okay, we can't say that anymore.
That was my, I was like, hey guys, let's start this.
We have to be honest with each other. We do a lot of shenanigans here,
yeah.
But sometimes some of them cut to the core of us, and we have to just end those. And that was one of those that cuts to the core of us. Unless, of course, she didn't update this document today with the giveaway winner and the PS I Love You Best Friend. If that's the case, I will rail on
her. Berate her.
I will berate her. No, she did. Okay. So we're safe now.
Thank you, Joey. We love
for
you.
For today, Joey. And again, your job is not predicated on you, your habits out of work. I'm just saying. Be careful. Next piece of housekeeping news, MCU in review. We are reviewing Deadpool 2 on Thursday. Look for that review either Thursday night or Friday. I'm super excited about that because the reviews have been relatively positive. I was going to do a review roundup today, but I'm like, nah. I want to go into this just with positivity. It's not going to be ranked, by the way. We are just going to do another movie review. Tim and Greg are out of town, BT dubs. So I'll be running the ship on this one. It's going to be me, Kevin, and Kevin, you're here, right?
Yes.
Me, Kevin, Andy, Cool Greg, you gotta go to the movie theater to see it, bro.
Will we still be...
I think we have plenty of tickets now.
Rank those apps?
Huh?
Will we still be adding Ragu Bagu?
I mean, no, because I feel like we need to... I think the plan is right now, we're not announcing the series that we're doing next, but we're going to pick up another series.
Nick, are you upset
after this, after Solo next week, and then we're going to continue the rankings, I believe.
Well, I just kind of wanted to throw all the bad guys into everything.
That's fine.
So
I can absolutely do that, but I just want you to know, if Sherilyn Lowe decides to update her article, which she absolutely should, I want credit for being part of Ragu Bagu now, because my ego can't handle the fact that there's someone out there that likes you more than me.
Yeah. Well, if we go see the Meg... with Jason Statham and that big old fish. Where's that big old fish going to rank in the Meg?
Let me fucking stop you right there. First off, two things wrong with that statement. You said if
when
instead of when.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And two, that's not that podcast.
Geostorm.
The Meg belongs in the Geostorm podcast.
In the Stormwatch universe.
The Stormwatch universe, you see, because a mega shark is a natural disaster.
Big old fish, man.
It comes from nature. It's a natural disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Kevin.
I don't think that's a natural disaster.
I think it's naturally made.
Yeah, you can look it
and
up.
And it's a disaster. Mm-hmm. If it eats more than 10 people, it qualifies as a national disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it eats more than 20 people, we just gotta let it go because we can't beat it at that point.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing we can do.
I was kind of shocked this morning, Nick. I walked out my front door. I didn't have a staircase.
Really?
Forgot that they are replacing our staircase.
How did you get out? You had to just climb on the wall?
The backyard.
Oh.
I mean, I did like three.
Your staircase is decrepit.
I did three front flips.
I've been to your house. It's scary. Terrifying.
It's scary. I've been saying for years.
The second, third, and fourth step, I always have like a little, there's some give there. Really scary.
There's one of my steps on my back staircase that I can see is broke. So when you step on it, it compresses. Yeah. And I'm just waiting for someone's foot to go right through.
Yeah. I was hoping to see. I couldn't wait, but they replaced it. I walked out and it's just the two sidewalls. all of the rest of it is gone.
That's, if you weren't paying attention, if you're on your phone, you would have dropped to your death.
They did a great job. They did it quick, because yesterday it was all up. Really impressive.
Well, it's a fucking staircase. It shouldn't be. It's wood. You know? They don't have to they don't have to carve it out of marble.
Yeah, but it's two men.
Marble.
It's two men.
Well, two men can do a lot. I built a whole deck one time with my brother.
Whoa.
We used to build decks behind people's houses.
How big was it?
Like the whole fucking, it was like maybe fucking thick 20 ass or deck. 30 feet, yeah.
Did you have permission?
Vainy ass deck.
Not. I mean, we had permission from the house, but did we get a permit from it?
Got it.
No.
I just like the idea of you and your brother like sneaking up to someone's house and like building a deck.
I will say
that's,
this.
That's a cool prank, yeah.
When I was younger and had zero skills, I was, the only thing I could really lend was that I would show up sometimes on time and I could carry shit. So Matt used to give me, he'd throw me a bone and like give me some money just to carry wood.
I remember these stories, yeah.
And one time he was like, hey, I want you to build this deck with me. Like one of his friends wanted a really nice deck in her backyard. And so she had bought like thousands of dollars worth of this wood that was like this Brazilian epiwood, which is this really beautiful, almost like a darker walnut, like a grayer walnut. But it's so strong that you can carry like a 20-foot or 10-foot plank and it won't bow in the middle.
Oh.
So it's got a really nice natural strength to it, but it's very lightweight. And so we built this thing and it was like, I was so nervous because I had to like sink the screws properly in it. And I was like, and the person we were building it for was really anal retentive.
Is this
like,
where you disappeared on the job?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That's a later story.
Okay.
But this one, I was like, we built it and it was stunning. And I've never been more proud of myself.
Oh, good for you.
Up to that point, when I looked at it, I was like, I helped build this thing. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, if I ever get a house, I want a deck like that. Because it was cool. You just stepped out onto this nice little deck and there was like, you know, a little grass. It wasn't a very big backyard. Yeah. But it was nice enough to put a couple pieces of furniture, maybe a little umbrella up and hang out. And I thought it was a really beautiful thing that we'd done. And she has to, like, and she took really good care of it too. Like every year she would sand it down and restain it so it would be like water sealed and all that stuff.
Is that the deck where there were children hidden underneath?
No, that was another deck we did in LA.
Okay.
Where we built that and I was like, I'm pretty sure someone's gonna fall off this thing and die.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal, but you do what you gotta do to make money. Mm-hmm. Make that money. Speaking of money, ladies and gentlemen, tip reminder. If you wanna tip me, Andy, or Kevin at the $5 above level, we'll read those. You can do $5, you can do $5.69, you can do $3,000 if you want. I will read the tip. You can also give us 500 bits or more. That is a reminder right now. I don't know how bits work, but we do get them and they do translate to money through some weird algorithm like Bitcoin or whatever it is. Kevin, it's time for the news.
News.
Kevin. There it is.
That's the big story, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. The fart is the big story?
Yeah, the big topic.
Why the fuck do people listen to this show? Top on the news story today comes from IO9. This is from Evan Narcissist. Evidently, there were some rumors floating around that there might be a Lando movie in the works because of Donald Glover's recent popularity as Lando Calrissian. Everyone's saying he's still in the show. Every scene he's in, he's still in the show.
Sure, yeah. Can imagine.
Somebody misquoted someone somewhere saying that Lando was the next movie, and in fact, that is unfortunately not the case, even though I think they should, because in the trailers, Lando Calrissian looks like the only interesting part of Solo. And that's right, I love Woody Harrelson, but that movie does not look like it's going to be very fun. Again, reviewing that next week, you can hear our final decision on whether or not that movie's good. Wait to make your decision. It's okay, there's no sound, so it's fine. So the audio listeners don't know you just royally screwed up. They don't know. But people watching this on Twitch and on YouTube later do. Anyway, long story short, there was an update to this article saying, following the publication of the article, Lucasfilm informs us that there would have been a misunderstanding between our journalist and Kathleen Kennedy. We would love to tell a story about Lando Calrissian one day, but it's not relevant. It would be fun to tell that story of Han and Chewie. Long story short, they're going to probably do one day, but it's not the next Star Wars film up on the mix, from what I'm hearing.
Let me tell you this right here,
yeah.
Nick.
Yeah.
Looking at how glorious Donald Glover looks as Lando Calrissian, the suit, the gun, the whole vibe of the visuals.
Fuck.
I just want a goddamn Cowboy Bebop movie.
Here's what I'll say about this. If you were to have told me 2 years ago, when the whole Star Wars hullabaloo, The Last Jedi hadn't come out yet, my fucking hopes hadn't been crushed yet, that after Last Jedi, the next movie they were going to do was a Lando Calrissian movie starring Donald Glover, and then with Han Solo making a cameo,
yeah.
I would have been like, that is a stroke of genius. That is a master stroke. The fact that they're trying to recreate the magic of Han Solo just makes me sad. And I feel like it's going to fall short. But we'll see. As you know, I don't judge things before I see them.
Yes, you do. You've been saying
Fidelio.
You've been saying for weeks that the solo movie is going to be bad based on the previews. To which I've been saying, no, I think we're all going to be pleasantly surprised.
The people are like this. Hey, you remember when the Suicide Squad came out and that trailer was great? And I said no, because all the Suicide Squad trailers were terrible. And it was like, no, they weren't. They were great. Go back and watch them. None of the jokes hit in that. Nobody had any chemistry. And lo and behold, the movie was terrible. Did it win an Academy Award? Yes. Are they making a second one? Yes. Are they making spinoffs of them? Yes.
Are they making a second one? Like every other DC movie that gets announced.
Who the frig knows, but hopefully Patty Jenkins.
Or is that Cyborg movie?
Payday.
Or is that Cyborg movie?
You see, they're going to pay Patty Jenkins $9 million potentially to do Wonder Woman 2.
Good.
To which I responded, fucking get that slice money. That cheddar,
get
Patty
that
Jenkins.
Money,
slice that cheddar.
Is that a lot or a little?
$9 million for a director is a lot.
I don't know. I don't know how much director gets.
It's
paid.
A lot.
I imagine like.
She got paid $1 million for the first one, so.
That's
it's a lot
of goddamn
of fucking,
money.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It depends also. I don't know if she gets profit sharing or not on top of that, but $9 million off the top to direct a movie, pretty amazing. Pretty, pretty, pretty amazing. Let's go to the chat and see what people are saying here. Let's see.
Andy, who would you cast for the Cowboy Bebop movie?
Oh, that's a great question.
Who could be Spike Spiegel?
It's got to be someone.
He's got to be
and
tall
beautiful.
And thin.
And thin, yeah.
But I tell you what, every time I watch goddamn Sherlock, oh my god, look who's in
there
the damn
is.
House.
Hey, what's up,
look
Daddy?
Look who's in the house.
We are well. How you doing?
Use the hanging mic.
Oh, use the hanging mic, Brian.
Don't touch the metal.
But also...
Here's the thing. You can touch the mic, but don't touch the truss and...
Yes, that's it.
You can also walk up here.
I'm just going to hide. I'm going to hide in the corner right here. How
you're
are you
fine.
Guys doing?
I'm well, man. How are you?
It sounds good, Kevin.
I'm having an allergy attack right now, so I'm not sick. I'm just... I woke up today and... It's that season.
Are you hot? You're high.
I'd like to be. I tried crushing up, snorting some Claritin D.
Okay.
But it's more painful than you think
it's
it would
be. It's not the best
route to take. Damn,
how badly do you miss cocaine?
I've never done cocaine.
That's
but
bullshit.
As a general rule, I think it's a fun drug, and I think everyone should try it.
Okay. Yeah, I think it had its time.
I've never done it, but I've never not done it either.
I dig the members only jacket.
Oh, thank That's you, Brian.
Look.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good seeing you guys.
So we were talking about Lando,
oh,
Brian.
Are you
and
sticking
then,
around after the game's over? We're grabbing lunch together?
I'll
What's
do whatever you guys want.
I'd love to grab lunch with you.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Cool.
Let's Perfect. Go get some meat.
Oh, I'm down. Are you still doing keto?
For the most part, yeah. I'm like 90-10 with eating well and then just blacking out and making horrible decisions.
I think you got to do that every once in a while. The other day I took Taco Bell down. It
really?
Was me versus Taco Bell, and I'm pretty sure neither of us won that fight.
They're doing.
I'm pretty sure we both came out losers on that one.
They're doing some fun stuff over there. These
zero
days.
Sum game.
They're actually doing the exact same thing they've always done over there. Yeah, just make really bad burritos that I fucking hork down.
Yeah, that restaurant. I love how I call it that. By the way, I don't know if I should call it.
It's
a
not
restaurant.
A restaurant.
It's not a restaurant, right?
And if it's
you
in,
don't
if
rest
it's in,
there by any means. There's
Let me
no
tell you this.
Resting.
If
at
it's
Taco
in
Bell.
San Francisco, it's a place to pick up a drug.
Yeah.
Or it's a respite from. For some street people.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Literally, I was in the one over on near on Church. Mm-hmm. I think it's on Church Street. You know that really bad KFC? I forget what the cross street. Doesn't matter. There was a person in there who they wanted to leave, but she was just they couldn't kick her out because she was just getting free soda, like the refills.
Oh, yeah.
So they had a button underneath the counter that turned off the soda machine.
Oh my god.
So every time she would go to do it, she was like, it's not working.
I thought you were gonna say she fell through a trap door.
No, that'd be amazing too. Yeah. But like someone else would walk up and they'd look over and they'd give them the nod and they'd click the button and they would do it. Which by the way, you would think like confused the shit out of the person who was high as fuck and was like, I don't understand what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
So she instead of going away, she kept trying to do it again.
Like soda
it was the
on.
Saddest thing.
Is
and
that,
you would think
that,
I would have helped her. No, I got my drug, I left.
Is that their version of like when a bank has the button to call the quiet
yes.
button?
Yes. That's exactly
yes,
what it is.
But it's
absolutely.
Just off the soda.
And I asked the woman, I was like, the poor girl working the cash register who has to deal with all this stuff, I was like, why do you do this? She's like, look, it's all we have, man. Like I can't force her to leave. I can't like It's a whole thing, so we just have installed this button to stop them, and eventually they get tired and they go away.
Wow,
it was weird.
Taco Bell is basically it's a 7-Eleven with dress shoes on.
It really
That's
is
really what it is. It's like a dude that was just like, I gotta go out. I got this interview today, but I don't really want the job.
I
yeah,
feel like
you just walk by.
I feel like you're saying 7-Eleven. You're speaking about 7-Eleven in a bad light in my presence.
No, I'm not. They're both wonderful for when you need them.
When I had no money. Mm-hmm. But I smoked a lot of cigarettes. Probably that's why I had no money.
Yeah.
I used to sit outside 7-Elevens and just drink their coffee at night and smoke cigarettes. And I would sit on these, like, they had crates outside. I would just sit on them until the guy came out and was like, get out of here. How fast?
I wouldn't be surprised if Cool Greg was the owner of, like, three franchises of 7-Elevens.
I think, yeah.
Around San Francisco.
He'd be good for that.
Yeah. I think Cool Greg, it's either that or Cool Greg is not allowed back into a 7-Eleven.
No.
Anywhere
I don't...
in San Francisco.
You think he's, like, not allowed there? I don't believe that.
No, I think everyone loves Cool Greg. Everyone I think Cool Greg's the guy that everyone just kind of like gave a pass to. Mm-hmm. You know, where he's done some shit that you're like, it's questionable whether or not that stuff is, you know, like what side of the law that's on. But everyone's like, he transcends. He's like Banksy.
Anti-hero, you know? Sort of thing.
Where you're like, we just love that he paints stuff. It's great. Let me ask you this question before
How you doing?
I'm doing well. My eye's starting to come back into focus, which is great. What's your read on Solo? How are you feeling about this?
I'm into it.
You think it's going to be good?
Of course. I know you guys hated The Last Jedi, though. So
I didn't hate The Last Jedi.
No. I have come around on it more.
Okay, you're a piece of shit. Nobody likes you. Andy, just stating facts.
You're crumbling under the pressure of people, and I fucking hate you.
No.
You're one of those fake news internet people.
You're
a goddamn coward internet person.
Be yourself.
Don't be afraid of having an opinion. Also, Brian Altano, you can actually hold the mic. What I meant is,
I don't want to touch this electrical shit.
It's fine.
If you touch the mic and metal
and the side,
it will stop your ability.
Get in here. Get in here.
Oh man, this is beautiful.
That's nice.
Good seeing you guys.
Good to see you.
Good seeing you, Brian.
Okay, I'm gonna go get electrocuted.
Okay.
So. Here's my read on Solo.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to grab random-ass Star Wars books that just told a nonsense story about a character.
The ones that were totally not in canon. Yeah. It was like Chewbacca's world.
And I always said, like, someone should make a movie out of this, and no one ever did, because that'd be stupid. Now they did. They took a random back issue of a comic, and they pulled it off the shelf, and they spent $500 million on it.
Yeah.
And they fired the people who were working on it, and then hired a new guy that was going to just really make that perfect scoop of vanilla ice cream for everybody.
Really nailed it.
And he brought it home, and it's like a 7.5 it's looking. And like, I think it's going to be, for like hardcore Star Wars fans, there's going to be a lot of really cool shit in the margins and a lot of really fucked up shit going on. I tweeted recently about how my favorite thing about Star Wars is not really like the lightsaber battles or the ship battles and stuff like that. It's the weird puppet monsters and drug dealers and fucked up alcoholic denizens in the corners, you know? Like those crusty ass dudes you see in the corner of a bar who will kill you. Shoot off your arm or some shit. This is a movie for those dudes, right? This is like the scum. This
the
is
rogues gallery.
You know what I don't like about that? You never see two of the same race. There's always just like singular aliens everywhere.
No. We've seen plenty of the ones with the big old tentacles.
Yeah, okay, but like, but in the shot, like, and I loved your tweet. Twilight. I loved your tweet, but in that photo,
great
film
series.
There's always
that film series I can get.
There's
behind,
always just a singular alien here and there, and it's like I want to see three of those dudes.
I know.
Like, surely they didn't just pop up.
But you want the variety.
Where are the relatives at?
It scares people though. Man, I'll tell you this. I think like I don't know if I told you guys this story, but like I got on the train recently. I shaved my head, right? And another bald guy got on the train next to me, and another guy
too many.
Got on next to him, and the three of us looked together. Just where you
can hold it. That won't shock you. If you touch the metal,
Oh, that's a small buzz. I'm not touching that. There's a small buzz.
Kevin, let him not hold it.
If you touch this, there's a buzz.
I'm not doing it. I'll just lean it. I'll kiss it.
Let him go, Kevin.
Yeah. So it was me and two other bald guys on the train at the same time, and I had to move because I was like, people are going to think this is a hate crime.
Well, the thing is this, and this is why we're all being racist right now. Mm-hmm. I just want you guys to understand this because you're saying we want to see three of the same kind of alien, but to them, all of the main cast of Star Wars is that three type of the same alien,
right?
The humanoid alien,
right?
So to them, to Greedo, he's looking out there being like, there's too many of these fucking white people.
What kind of alien was Tarkin?
Tarkin? Was a white dude.
It was a white guy.
Looked weird.
No, he's just an old
fucking
man.
Dude. Mm. He was a British guy.
Yeah.
They're even worse.
Yeah, they're
strange.
Because
they have that British proper accent.
I think
you're
if
like,
you
stop fucking telling me shit like you know what you're talking about, Brit.
I think if Tarkin did a 23andMe, you'd find out some shit about him.
Maybe he was. Maybe his grandfather was like, "Bam, what's up, Greedo?"
Born on fucking like the moon of Io or some shit.
There was definitely some interspecial fucking going on in Star Wars.
Something going on.
That's what I always loved about Star Trek.
Yeah,
was that Kirk always banged everything?
He did
everything,
even the tribbles
you're green,
or whatever.
Let's bang.
Yep.
He didn't care, and possibly because he was like, "Mate, we'll probably can't get you pregnant." Because we're the wrong species, so I probably can't knock you out.
How many illegitimate children that are just suffering to survive out there because their fucking lungs don't function like they need to?
Well, I mean, Kirk had an illegitimate kid in The Wrath of Khan. He banged that scientist, and she was like, "No, you're gonna stay away from this. I want him to be a scientist, not an adventurer like you, getting out there spreading your fucking spunkmire all over the place."
We brought Spunkback.
Spunkback.
Good callback.
That's a good callback.
Yeah, it's a good callback.
Did you say Spunkmire like the cookie lady?
No, Spunkmire like
Otis Spunkmire.
Otis, that's a man. That's what I'm saying.
No, I brought it. There was a character called Spunkmire, I think, in Aliens.
Okay.
He was the pilot of the ship that like.
What are you doing with your hand?
He was the pilot of the ship, like this. He did this. This is how they piloted the ship, little joystick. He just piloted it.
We're talking about Spunk and you doing weird stuff with your hand.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, and you're licking it up?
No. I have a lot of saliva in my mouth because of all the steroids that I do.
Okay.
So yeah, what about Deadpool 2? Where are you at with Deadpool 2?
I'm into it. I'm seeing it Thursday night. I was supposed to see it on Friday afternoon. We had a press screening, and then Max texted me the last second. He was like, I fucked up. Press screening was on Thursday. We missed it.
Oh, okay.
That's extremely disappointing.
Well, Max is a bummer.
But he just worked the red carpet the other day.
Such a cool moment.
Fuck, man. He met Ryan Reynolds and showed Ryan Reynolds the book report he did on Deadpool when he was 10 years old.
That was the story in the morning.
What was the story yesterday that didn't Ryan Reynolds do something to him?
Proposed to him.
Yeah. And then Max was kind of like, I'm spoken for already. And Ryan was like, let's move to a state that allows it. Like, without skipping a beat. And I'm like, fuck, that's a good dude.
Ryan Reynolds is so funny.
So fucking good.
That's so funny.
I'm into it. Yeah, same thing. I'm not like fatigued on comic book shit at all. I'm also not nearly as crazy for it as everybody else is, which makes it easy for me because I can just kind of walk in, probably like with the way you guys are with Star Wars, you know?
I didn't used to be that with Star Wars. Yeah. After The Last Jedi, I was like, I got to lighten up a little bit. Right. I got to loosen it up. Not lighten up, but I got to just loosen up the belt a little bit and just let it come. Some of them are making so many Star Wars films now that some are going to be my slice of pie, and some aren't going
to
be for me.
My thing is,
that's just going
to
be the case.
I have to read probably 40 hours a year I spend reading from people who think that they shouldn't make 2 hours a year of Star Wars. And that's fucked up math, you know? Yeah. I can watch a Star Wars movie for 2 hours a year, and I'm good. But the rest of the year, I got to hear people going, like, there's too many Star Wars movies. And I'm like, it's 2 hours every year. Where you get to go to Alderaan, or, like, you get to go see the Rhodians make out, or whatever the fuck you want, and then you can leave.
Get to see the space horses.
Exactly.
I think where it comes in for me is that I feel like the space horses, Kevin, love those. No, Kevin, we're not going to go down that road.
All I'm saying is Marvel's done a great job making fucking 19 movies, of which 17 are pretty fucking great.
How dare you speak ill of Thor and Thor the Dark World?
Exactly.
Those movies are not good.
Thor is better than Incredible Hulk. You're crazy. God damn it, dude.
Anyways, I'm saying they've made 19 movies that, for the most part, are great. Jesus Christ, that was really loud.
Sorry.
I know, it's okay. Why can't Star Wars do it?
Because it's been 40 years, and it's a generation.
It's no excuse!
Yes, it is. It's been 10 years for Marvel. No. So somebody who has been watching those movies for 10 years is going to be angry eventually. Sure. Somebody's going to piss off one of those guys. They're going to be like, that's not my Iron Man.
We're talking about 17 movies versus 9
That's
movies.
Ricky. That's not my Iron Man.
I fucking hope the next Iron Man is Ricky.
Yeah.
They're just like, who's this guy? It's Ricky.
First of all, everybody was like, I was kind of like, all right, Infinity War just sort of stopped, and I'm kind of pissed at it for that. Our front desk guy, our security guy, Jerry, works nights at IGN. Great dude, retired cop. I get a lot of my movie news from him.
He sounds like a great dude.
Great dude. I walk in. Cool. He's got rings with like skulls on him and shit like that. He's probably like 60 something.
I thought you were
gonna
say he has the tattoos that say like love and hate.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's really into all the comic book shit, but he doesn't have his ear to the street.
Or just like Jerry written on his.
Yeah.
It's like J-E-R-R-R-I-Y. It's just Y on his.
He doesn't have his ear to the street like we do. So he goes like, "Hey, I saw Infinity War, just kind of stopped." And I was like, "Yeah, they're making another one." He's like, "Really? Why didn't it say part two?" And I'm like, well, they strategically took that out of the title. And he's like, why? And I was like, I don't have an answer for you there.
I don't feel like it just kind of stopped. I think that it concludes with Thanos fucking winning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Spoilers.
Whoa, Kevin.
These kids fucking know. If you don't know, I'm sorry. I feel awful. I should have thought a little bit more before I spoke.
I'm glad that you're sincerely apologizing then.
But I was like, you know, that's kind of a problem that the movie just kind of ends. And people were like, well, that's what comic books do. And I'm like, well, that's why people stop reading comic books.
Yeah.
Like, you're forgetting about that. Comic books were fucking huge when we were kids, and we all read superhero comics. And then no one buys them anymore, even though the movies are better than ever. And I know some of you in the comments right now are like, I buy them. You're not enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not enough. And so all this shit
people don't buy them enough when they have to have a Thursday where they give them away for free.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
just take these comic books.
Every time they killed a character, brought him back to life, rebooted him, used time machines and infinity stones and all this other shit and recast them and uncast them and miscast them and all that kind of shit is because they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. And when you go to pick a comic book and it's up to like issue 800 and the dude's been dead and brought back to life 50 times and he was like in a band and he became a woman. And,
see, I feel like this might be why people hold a little bit more tightly to Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because there were so few Star Wars movies that it was like very easy to kind of know where those movies were going to sit. Mm-hmm. And now that we're branching out in different directions, it scares the purists like me of saying like, hey, are they going to give me the experience that I want?
Right.
What I've come to the conclusion with is I've let go of that. I've got Marvel. Marvel is what I like Marvel. I like what they're doing over here. I can't, this is my cake. I'll eat this cake.
That's fine.
Star Wars can be pumpkin pie. Maybe it's a good. Maybe they put too much clove in
it. It's seasonal.
Yeah, it's seasonal.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Cadbury egg of treats. You know, and that'll be fine for me.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm into that.
Yeah. So I you know, it's not like this is the hard thing for me to admit, but it's not like all of the Star Wars movies were great. Right.
No.
We had the prequels. Mm-hmm. You know. And those are what they are.
Yeah.
And so we just have to say, going into this, we knew we were three down.
Right.
We were three down.
Have you appreciated the prequels more?
Absolutely not.
No.
I went back and watched them. They were on AMC the other day, and I was like, what a pile of garbage these movies were.
They're messy films, but I appreciate a lot of the art direction and decisions that went into some of it.
Right.
Especially Phantom Menace has the most practical effects. Like, they built a ton of props for that movie on sets.
Yeah, they had, like, the throne.
And I appreciate that. Like, they rebuilt Tatooine, and Watto's great. And
the pod racers actually floated.
Yeah. You know they were real. They really
You know, I heard a rumor they were going to make those sea cow, or the horses pod racers, but it just wasn't going to be as dramatic when Rose Tika decided to set them free.
That's true.
And they just kind of idled off and then powered down.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of those horses. I like Canto Bite, though. I like Canto Bite because it got to show us a bunch of, like, fucked up weird puppet monsters.
You like the puppet monsters. I feel like they just came through for you with the puppet monsters.
That's
it. Like, I'm sold.
Well, otherwise that movie would have been a bunch of porg nuns on the rock planet and a chew or whatever it was called.
The porgs. And a very slow chase.
And a slow chasing. That's it.
The porgs, to me, at first I was like, this is clearly just a play to sell some stupid stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 5 seconds into the movie, I was like, I love these things, and I want a whole farm of them, and I want to take care of them, and occasionally eat one of them.
Yeah.
Just to let them know.
Oh, it's like, that's
just
like
to
a
fucking let them know.
I bet you they taste like Cornish game hens.
Oh my God, you just put them in a ton of butter,
oh, fuck,
like real
so
grass
good.
Fed butter, and you just slow roast them.
Put them in a Ronco rotisserie grill, let them flap around there for
God,
a couple hours.
But like alive, they're like, no, I'm still alive. We're like, why did you leave my heart in? They're like, because I'm fucking a terrible human being.
Can somebody flash back to 15 minutes ago when Nick told Kevin, we're not going to go down this road.
I did. What's funny is it's 11:45, so by the time Kevin gets this camera set up,
I just want to see.
He's just experimenting.
I'm just playing.
Mijo, let him
You
play.
Can hang the camera up there, and it could point this way.
Mijo, let him.
Oh shit! I touched the rope. I got
shock
shocked.
Wire.
Yeah, you can't touch anything about it. It's
don't
the shock.
Touch anything.
It's the shock mic.
Don't touch anything.
Please don't
period.
Sue us, dude.
I'm not gonna sue you.
Please.
You can't sue us legally. We told you about it.
That's right.
I think he can still sue us.
No.
Yeah, I think just us telling him, hey, don't do this, and then if he accidentally slips and touches metal, he can sue the shit out of us.
Hey, you have like a graffiti wall waiver over there I can sign.
Yeah, that's what Coolberg does. We're not. I think it says when it comes. Yeah, I can't read it.
When it comes to the writings on the wall, like, I've never been on the fence.
Cool Greg's in charge of the graffiti legal department.
In it to win it, yeah. Yeah, talk to Cool Greg about that.
Cool Greg, yeah, talk to him about that. That's good.
How come you guys haven't torn on that big-ass gummy bear yet?
I want to all the time, but at this point, I'm not quite sure how old it is.
When was the last time you ate some real bad shit for yourself? Like, that wasn't Taco Bell. Like, I'm talking about, like, some real trash.
What do you, like, give me an example.
Like, tore into, like, a big, you know, like, a big Reese's peanut butter cup, or, like, you had a bag of Skittles.
There was about a month ago where I went and got, oh, no, that's not true. About a week ago, I got a ream of Oreos.
A ream?
Like, what, you know, a row. You know what, like, a ream is, that's wrong thing to say. The ream is the full thing.
It's a
just
of
a sleeve
cookies.
Of it. A sleeve of cookies.
You got a row.
Yeah, I got a row of the cookies, and I was with the understanding of, like, look, like, normal, rational part of my brain just says eat four or five of these cookies. Mm-hmm. Fat kid in me goes, you're not going to eat four of those fucking things. You're gonna plow through those like you're Jet Li from the movie Hero, and you're just fucking everyone up.
I made a great decision for myself yesterday. I was at CVS, and I...
That's right. That's an obscure reference for you.
Yeah. And I needed to buy body wash.
The one Jet Li movie no one saw.
So I had some fucking body wash, and then the lady rang me up, and the transaction was done, pretty much. And then I noticed down south, 88 cents. The fucking toffee candies. What are those things called? The toffee crunch. No,
toffee
not toffee
crunch. Toffee.
Fucking balls. What are they called?
Yeah, I was like, the
Werther's originals.
No, but it's like it wrapped in chocolate. Oh, fucking
what the fuck
shit!
Candy are you eating from the RGB?
Heath. Yes.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
A Heath bar and a Snickers bar, 88 cents. I was like, oh Jesus Christ. So I grab both of them, throw them on the counter, and she's like, oh, you know what? This transaction's already like. I would have to ring you all up. Do you just want to do this as a separate transaction?
Right.
I was like, yeah, let's do that. So I'm paying for the first transaction. I was like, you know what? This was a sign from a higher power.
Right.
Yeah. That this, I'm not supposed to get these two items. I'm supposed to put them back because I don't want to waste any more time here. It's a sign from the higher powers, Nick, telling me to quit eating like shit. And then I bought some carrots at Smart and Final and a bag of Flamin' Hot Fries.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
That's a good look. Flamin' Hot Fries, like, you know, you got your starches and...
Nick's going to tell you now that carrots have more sugar than Heath bars. He's going to fuck you up with some
No,
sugar.
No, no, no. I don't eat carrots either.
Of course.
I will tell you this, though. As a person who is an artist,
yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you're here. Because our big topic today is something you can help us judge. No, I'm segueing.
Okay, let's
This is what a segue is.
I'm into it.
When you learn how to host, you'll fucking understand how to steer a ship.
See? Okay.
Until then, just have fun floating out in the middle of a fucking lake with no engine. You understand me?
Okay.
Just have to flash girls your boobs just so they'll come over and pick you up.
Where did this conversation go?
It doesn't matter. 2 days ago, we issued a challenge to the audience, ladies and gentlemen. The first ever Kevin Coelho Photoshop challenge. And boy, did you guys come through. Kev, we're not going to watch this trailer. We're done with trailers.
Okay, are we going to do the big topic graphic without any audio?
Look at Brian down there.
Is that me? Wait, hold on. Keanu Reeves is doing
why
a
is it? Why is there a fucking...
Because it's auto-track. I can't...
Why is this camera going to shoot him?
What are you shooting? Are you shooting me with a Kinect?
What is happening here?
I think
Kevin's the worst.
What do you mean?
He's the worst.
On the fly, I set this up.
I look like I'm on a hidden camera show.
It took 45 minutes to set this up, and it's bad.
5 minutes. It's not bad. You don't like it?
I think it's pretty cool.
I think it's great.
Well, can we turn off the fucking heat-seeking missile that's going
to
nuke his face?
There it is.
There it is. What about that weird, what's the weird thing at the lower bottom hand corner of it?
Nick.
That's the PlayStation share button.
Someone just randomly sent this camera.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. What's on it?
It was part of a press kit.
Okay, and you set it up?
Yeah.
Good for you.
It looks like we're playing like Time Crisis, but I'm
now,
into it.
Yeah. Now, Brian, as our guest host
still
today. Still doing it today. Don't worry about it, Kev. We need to get the show moving. It's 11:48.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here. I need you to help us judge this. You'll be the final word on who wins this contest.
Okay.
Now, 2 days ago, we issued a Photoshop challenge with this beardless picture of Kevin that is the most scary picture anyone's ever taken.
I saw that. I was really worried about that, by the way.
It's terrifying. Well, like all things that are terrifying, you can either be scared of them or you can make fun of them.
No, Kevin, so, like if I totally shave my face, people would be worried about me too. It's just facial hair works on people, you know,
now,
or some people.
It does. Sorry.
But it's also the face that he was making that's very disturbing.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like, I made that face on purpose to elicit this reaction. I did not expect such a strong
reaction. It's the
reaction.
Hair pulled back.
Well, here's the thing. You did it, but you be careful what you wish for. Because the community will deliver. This is the first one. If you guys want to watch along with us, if you're listening, you can go over to our Reddit. This is our subreddit, rather.
Mm-hmm.
The first one we're seeing, it's not delivery. It's Kevin. This, I feel like, was just lazy.
I had a problem with... I mean, this is a Hawaiian pizza, so I have a problem with this before you even put Kevin.
Well, I was going to say,
how can you make Hawaiian even more terrible?
Yeah, thank you.
You put Kevin's face on it.
Here's my thing about Hawaiian pizza. It doesn't... I don't care that you eat it. That's fine. But no one ever puts... pineapple on great pizza. When you're eating shitty pizza, no one cares what you do.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
When you're drunk
and there's pineapple on it,
yeah.
Who cares?
You already died. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. See, I feel like here we are.
This is great.
This is fantastic. If you don't know, we call Kevin the milk mommy.
No, we don't.
Because he loves milk and he's our mommy.
No,
and
I'm
this,
not.
This is good. This is top so far. This is number one for me so
far. That woman has a huge face.
Yeah, she's got a very big face. Could have made it smaller, but chose not to because it's more frightening.
Yeah, are those tiny cows or is there like foreshortening? Like,
I think there's no depth of fields in this, mm-hmm. but the cows are at least 5 feet away.
Is it weird that I want to vomit looking at them?
Kevin, you think you could put down that much milk in an afternoon?
I've seen them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's the most milk you ever drank in a day, Kevin?
I once went to 7-Eleven and bought a gallon of chocolate milk and finished it within, I want to say, 30 minutes.
Good for you.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Super lactose intolerant, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Incredible.
So it gives him a stomach ache. He gives him a stomach ache, and he's got to come lay down in the back office and be like, oh, my stomach hurts. And I'm like trying to get official state forms filled out. And he's like, oh, Nick, my stomach.
Oh, well, this is great. Okay. I think this is fucking perfect. This is the winner right here.
This comes from who's his top human? Posted
top,
by top human,
top HR man.
Top HR man.
This stinks. You look exactly like the critic in this shit.
Oh my God, Kevin. Yeah. Yeah, this is the winner so far.
This show has the critic has not aged well, by the way.
No, I bet.
Because
not.
It's all the most like deep cut contemporary references of like 1993.
Yeah.
And so when you're watching it, you're like, oh, I don't get that joke at all.
Name one John Lovett film that has, or John Lovett project that has aged
High School
well.
High.
Rat Race.
Wow. Oh. I was going to say The Wedding Singer. He was in that.
No.
We were watching Rat Race clips in the back room with Tim. That's super
fun.
Weird.
Wow. I missed that, man.
This is horrible.
This
no,
is
it's
terrifying.
Like, you know
I
what
like
it is?
It. It's subtle.
It's your hair, Kevin. It's like, it just like looks wet.
Yeah.
It's sweat.
Oh God!
He's sweaty as hell.
No, I had actually just showered.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Sure. showered. Mm-hmm. This is his way of fuck doing you, that. Nick. Let's go to the next one. I don't like this one.
I think it's great.
This is lazy.
I think like you need to see the mouth in order for it to be a full thing.
Yes. Yes, we're getting there. Okay. This is a close second.
No, no.
This is lazy.
Yeah, very lazy. He should have put me under the fence.
Yeah, that's true.
And
you
transform
did
me into a tiger a little
did
bit.
Did you become like the fucking T-1000 or what? Just popping through holes
wow
and shit?
Oh, Jesus. I hate this one.
This is just...
Thank you for covering that titty. I was worried about seeing...
Yeah, the rose and the titty. Is this a... What is that band?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Is that Red Hot Chili Peppers?
This is a lot of people's first Photoshop, I think.
Yeah,
this
these people... Well, you know, to be fair, we didn't really give them a time frame. Uh-huh. Everyone kind of wanted to rush it out to be
that,
part of the joke.
Is that Mick Foley, Mankind?
It I think is,
it
is yeah, Mankind. Soccer.
We call Kevin, every once in a while, Kevin will wear a flannel shirt, and he has long hair, so he will look like Mankind.
Had long
he's the,
hair.
He's the Peruvian
Mankind. I have
Mankind
short hair, Nick.
We call him the Peruvian Mankind. We also call him the Peruvian Wolverine.
I feel like Kevin's sock puppet would also be the sock that he masturbates in.
Probably. Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Is that on point, Kevin?
No.
Oh, wow. This is a
beautiful
good one, too.
Yeah.
So far, it's by the way, the critics winning in my brain.
The weird thing about this one is that I didn't know that it was a play on the poster because I hadn't seen the original poster yet.
Yeah.
So it meant
well,
nothing
it's not.
To
the
me
movie hasn't really penetrated.
I think that's all of them.
Mainstream culture, yeah.
Did you have to say penetrated?
Yeah. I did.
Absolutely.
Dude, I really like that. Freddie yeah, the Mercury critic wins. Gets.
The critic's winning so far.
What do you guys say? Are you sending him Kevin's beard hair that you shaved off?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
well, that's great, too. Is that Glass Joe?
I don't know.
No, he's too ripped to be Glass Joe. Glass Joe has like a belly, I feel.
Does right? he?
Like he's got a kind of, he's got sort of that 1920s, like I'm not in shape.
It's been a minute since I played the Punch-Out Wii.
Yeah. My favorite one is the one where they put him on a black and white photo.
Oh, fuck, Jesus, that's great too.
Okay, well,
fuck,
shit.
That's really good.
Well,
Kevin, how do you
shit
feel about this one?
I mean, this is fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit, ladies and gentlemen. We have, I don't know.
We have a strong contender right
we have
here
a strong a contender for first place here.
And audio listeners this are very Kirby confused by all of this.
Well, this is Kevin being photoshopped over Kirby, and
right,
it's
last one
everything
I think that we have.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
The lighting on here is really good. Like, this one looks pretty... What's going on with the camera?
This camera...
I'm hiding
dude,
underneath
why'd you hit the camera?
All right. Well...
Okay. Well,
the camera just powered itself off.
It's fine. This is a great one.
It's okay. This is... Kevin is the Karate Kid is the last final one we're looking at here, and I gotta be honest, my vote's for Kirby.
Kirby.
Yeah, man, yeah, but Kirby, Karate Kid, and The Critic are
there's
are,
another,
are solid. Those
there's
are the
another
top
one
three
of a 1940s or 1950s milkman where they put his face in black and white, and that's the one that I enjoyed the most, but it's just on one of our Twitters.
So oh,
we don't,
right.
We don't really have a whole lot of access.
I like this as like the really scared Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, this is good. But I also like that he's looking maybe at Johnny's crotch. Like, where is the eye line here? What's going... Kevin, can you bring this back up again?
Yeah.
So the audience can see. What's he looking at here? It also looks like maybe he's just scared because his mom wants him to mow the lawn tomorrow.
I think he's looking at the pecs.
You think he's looking at the pecs?
This yeah, gets points for me just because it's like the lighting is so good and it looks like they actually try to make it look image accurate.
Are you going right to vote for this? Is this going to be your number one?
This is going to be my number
That's
one.
That's your number one?
Yeah. Oh, God.
That is terrifying.
That's not the one I was talking about. There's another one out there, but this one is...
This comes from
you guys didn't
Spooky
even
Doo
like you didn't even favorite this tweet or anything?
No.
I didn't see that.
This tweet is it. it's so creepy with no interactions under it.
Oh, I didn't see this one.
It was this morning.
Give it a favorite.
Oh,
give it a,
Jesus.
Well, we forgot to use a hashtag for this. This was ill-advised and ill-planned. Yeah. Had we had a hashtag, we could have probably aggregated all of these, but we just chose to haphazardly great, throw it out like we
did. Kevin, you have a difficult face to Photoshop onto things. This one makes you look like your neck's too long. The other one made you look like your head was too big. Like,
well, I think it was the angle that I had taken the picture.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You have a good
pretty
face.
Fucking, that's a pretty good Photoshop
I said
job,
you have
though
a good face.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh my God, this one wins it for me.
Really?
It is so terrible to look at.
Kevin, retweet this so everyone else can
no
see your shame. Retweet it so everyone can see your shit.
This dude's Twitter handle is problematic, though.
Spooky Doo?
Don't read it.
No?
That's a racist term.
Is it?
Not Spooky Doo. The other word. We don't have to get into it.
Oh, he calls himself Spooky. Well, maybe he means it more like a CIA
don't
guy.
Don't read it, he says.
Maybe he and means it more like a CIA, like a spy. It's an old word
don't
for a spy.
Don't read it as he proceeds to read it.
I don't. It's not my fault if I read it and Brian tells me not to read it. It's then that shit's on Brian. You see how I put the racism off on Brian?
Yeah, you put the word. Yeah.
Okay.
That's like when you're at a restaurant and you're like, oh, this thing tastes disgusting. Try this.
Yeah, I love doing that to people. Hey, this smells really weird. Smell it.
That's actually
and
most.
Like, no, I don't want to smell
that's
it.
Most of Twitter is people being like, I'm very angry at this. Now you have to see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks.
Share in my misery. Share in my anger. Let's rage at each other. All right. Well, the winner to me, I think, Brian, where are you at?
Kirby, I'm going to go, man.
Or the critic?
I'm going to go...
Your final decision on this.
Okay, my final decision is Kirby.
Okay.
Kirby, okay.
Kirby it is, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for
congratulations.
In the first ever, probably not the last ever, Kevin Coelho Photoshop Championship. This is good. This is good. I think if Kevin continues to take more... Maybe next time we'll do Tim. The one where Tim's hopping up in the air.
Okay.
What do you think about that one?
Yeah,
that'll
that's
be next
pretty good.
Week.
That's a cool
list.
Photo.
It is a cool photo, but it's also a photo that we can do a lot of fun stuff with. Mm-hmm. You guys have to understand, when you take photos of yourself, part of me loves that you guys are out there trying. The other part of me just wants to make fun of you. Mm-hmm. Do you see this? There's an insecure part of me that just wants to fuck with you guys. And I think that's right the line that it creates entertainment.
Yeah, you're having fun. I don't like that.
If I'm having fun, then the audience is having fun. If you're having fun, then I need to make fun of you so the audience can have fun.
Sure.
I am the conduit through which the audience has fun.
Of course, yeah.
You understand that?
You're just an asshole.
Well,
that's my man's opinion.
It's a good point.
It's fair. This is fair. Let's go into some tips real quick. God, this show's getting long today.
Nick is like, I don't know, probably what, 15% asshole? That's okay.
You got
a couple of points.
You haven't talked to me in a while. I've ramped it up.
Have you ramped it up?
I'm a solid 25%.
Because I ramped it down. I moved some points around on the skill tree.
You've become a lot nicer than you used to be.
Yeah.
When you cleaned up the diet, quit smoking, got married, had a kid, mm-hmm. all these things I think have been positive influences. Mm-hmm. I have done only a couple of those things.
The kid's not here yet. She could show up and I could just be full asshole again.
That's fair.
It could change me for the worse.
Well,
I mean,
I feel like I've met your wife. Mm-hmm. She's lovely.
Yeah.
So you need a counterbalance to that.
I do.
You know, the scales of justice,
yes.
They can't just be one-sided. You can't just be awesome to your kid all the time, right?
No.
Or else
no.
The kid turns out not fun.
We got to blame the kid for everything.
Good cop, bad cop,
be awesome
basically.
To your kid all the time.
No, I think you have to, in order to create someone interesting, you have to break them down a little bit.
Yeah.
And then show them that there's evil in the world and so that you are the worst.
Why did you become more of an asshole?
I think
money?
Just as a general...
Is it money?
Well, I think honestly part of it's because it's fun.
Yeah.
The other part of it is because everyone else here is so nice.
Yeah.
That there has to be a curmudgeon somewhere.
That's true.
There has to be someone who is who's playing devil's advocate sometimes.
Uh-huh.
He's lovely. Joey's lovely. Kevin's... You know.
Yeah.
Kevin's... Oh, hell, what? All right, you can't miss it. Oh, let's read some tips real quick before we go to PS I Love His Best Friend. Captain Socialism gave us 500 cheers. Says, just wanted to say that I am enjoying all the sweet, sweet KF content. Have a great day, everyone. Let's see. Plug my ass, Daddy.
No.
Jesus.
Wow.
That's one that I shouldn't have read. I should have read ahead on that one.
Guess what? Read it in your mind first.
Okay.
Can I read the comment?
Yeah.
You'll let me read the comment?
You can if you want.
Will you please fill my hole with your warm cream, Daddy?
No. Oh.
You got to read the rest of these. I got to blow
it.
My nose.
You got to blow your nose.
Okay. Mute my mic because I'm dying over here.
Thanks for the 500 cheers. Plug my ass, yeah. Daddy.
Stop fucking around with that thing. The show's almost over. Can you
just
please mute
like
my
this.
Mic?
Just go like this. It's fine.
Greedy ears. Tipped $5.
You asked me why I'm an asshole.
Greedy ears tipped $5. Says happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. Here's a fun clip to get us through the week. I hope it can scale the Great Wall of Kevin. Kevin, did you check out that tip yet?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay, cool. XX Stargazer XX cheered 500. Said fun clip. Check out McJesse's tweet. Says another video. El Padre, you need to watch Daddy's Home 2. Hey, it's Stellar. Tip $5.69. Says hey, it's Stellar. Leaving a tip and clip for Milk Mommy. What is an appropriate title for the Last Jedi Mentos mashup? Have a great day. There's another link. A lot of links today, Nicholas. Kind of overwhelmed with all these links.
We don't have time for these links.
Panzer.
What's this short film we're gonna watch?
Well, the way we do it here is if Kevin is we call him the Great Wall of Kevin. If you give us a fun clip to watch, Kevin has to judge it first.
It
if Kevin doesn't
scale.
Like it, it's done.
Yeah.
If you can't get through the Great Wall of Kevin, it's not gonna happen for us.
I'm not a shark. Cheered 500 cheers and said, Andy, calm down. I'm not a shark. Don't worry. Daddy, I've been doing stand-up for a while now. This whole daddy stuff, man. I'm proud to say I've never bombed any. I'm proud to say I've never bombed any of my shows, but in all fairness, no one tells a guy in a wheelchair they suck, so I may not be hilarious, but at least I can relate to you, Daddy. I'm putting myself out there. Regardless, I'm not a shark. Thank you.
Well, for one, congratulations.
Yeah.
Two, most comics will tell you, hey, you had a great set. You probably didn't have a good set. You know in your heart whether or not you had a good set.
Julia Girl 84 tipped $5 and says, first tip, Daddy Nick and Candy Andy's the host dream team. So glad to have Kind of Funny in my life. Keep on making that chicken bend over. Okay. Arvel Krenid cheered 500. This is the final cheer.
Arvel Krenid?
Arvel Krenid.
That dude's in Solo.
No way.
No, it just sounds like a Star Wars
yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
I have no idea where he got that from. Yeah. I always call him Cry Knight.
One of the bounty hunters. What about making a Star Wars movie about the least successful A-Wing pilot in the rebellion that has never shot down an enemy TIE?
Porkins?
In the style of the 40-year-old virgin.
How the fuck did Porkins pass the physical test to be a pilot? Was there no physicality involved in space travel?
Hey man, 70% of America right now is overweight. And if we had a draft, we'd have a lot of porkins going on.
Fair point.
Just that's the way.
Send them to their death.
It's a pretty good idea,
ladies and gentlemen. Brian Altano wants to kill all.
You missed the whole.
That's not true.
Is that not
what he said? That's what he said verbatim.
There's still a fat man inside me. There always will be.
There always will be too.
Fill my ass with cream, Dad.
I have a joke about that where I'm like, as a former fat guy, am I allowed to make fun of fat people?
I ask this all the time. Are we?
I don't know. Depending on what people say, if people say yes, I go, you're a monster. No, the answer is no. You're not allowed to make fun of fat people.
I think you're too handsome for it.
Really?
Yeah, well, I look weird enough that I can get away with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're really skinny, though.
It's like Logic the Rapper's half black, half white bald head.
Don't tell me I have great hair.
You're one of those people that annoys real balding people because you have a great head of hair, but you just choose to shave it. I don't understand.
God has given you,
it's like having a giant dick. And I know, and not being able to use it because you got married. It's just a sin.
And I know, he says.
And I'm speaking from sheer experience.
I would trade hair with you for a month.
Why?
Because then you get this and I get that.
You don't want this. This is balding. I got to take pills.
That looks great.
I eat a gummy bear every day. That's supposed to have vitamins.
You look like an 80s movie villain.
It's so good.
I'm slowly getting into John McClane territory from Die Hard 1, and that's okay for me.
I'm in John McClane territory from, what, Die Hard 3? 4?
Yeah. Die Hard.
Live Free, Die Hard.
4. Live Free or Die Hard.
I'm going to have to kick Brian out. That's fine. I just realized we haven't even done the ad yet.
Oh, Christ.
Do it.
All right. Well, let me get into the ad.
I'll see you guys soon.
All right.
We'll see you soon.
Stick around, everyone. Brian's going to be on Kinda Funny Games Daily today, and then we're going to go out to lunch. You guys don't get to see the lunch.
I'm going
to
pop out there.
Yeah. Wave to everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Zyger, screen cap this. Then send it to me. There you go. That's perfect. That's even better. All right. P.S. I love his best friend XOXO is your opportunity to shout out the community. Someone in the community you feel is doing a great job. Go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend. Fill out that form just like Andrew Christensen did. He's shouting out Mark Freeman. Says, this man bought so many people the KF Blue hoodie from the UK Rooster Teeth store. He's personally delivering them to those who asked him to get the hoodie at prom and shipping mine to Canada. The man is a saint. That's lovely.
Shout out to you, Mark Freeman. All right. Did you see this happen on Twitter the other day?
I did. We'll go through that in a second because it's 12:04 and we do need to get to the giveaway. Right now, today's episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show, as well as the giveaway, is brought to you by MeUndies. You've definitely heard us talk about MeUndies. You know the fun, comfy undies that feel as good as they look. To those of you who haven't tried them yet, listen up. You can get incredible underwear sent to your door with MeUndies, meaning no more hunting for the perfect pair at a crowded store and eventually settling for, quote, good enough. MeUndies are made with a substantially sourced material from beechwood trees. That's right, they're natural. Their naturally soft fiber makes a fabric that won't sag down or ride up. Trust me, once you put on a pair, you'll get it. Now, Tim and Greg love these, and I trust these people with my livelihood, so you can trust them with your underwear and your undercarriage. There you go. Tim loves I see Tim's underwear maybe 2-3 times a week just because he refuses to wear a belt. He just refuses to, when he walks up the stairs, I just see.
Do you ever tell him?
No, I like it.
But why do you always tell me then?
Because I like embarrassing you. That's why.
Okay.
I do like embarrassing you.
25% asshole.
But also because Tim wears colorful underwear, and yours are boring.
Boring.
MeUndies. Yeah. So sure, you'll love their first pair. That if you're not happy, they'll do whatever they can to get you into the right pair. And if they can't, keep them, and they'll refund you. So it's really risk-free. It really is risk-free to try the best underwear ever. And you're already part of MeUndies fam. Tell your friends about it. If you're already part of the MeUndies fam, tell your friends about it through their referral program. They'll get a discount and you'll get store credit. Hey, that's a win-win, as they say. Here's the offer, ladies and gentlemen, so listen up. Still not sure? Well, MeUndies has a deal for the listeners right now. First-time purchasers get 20% off their first pair of MeUndies and free shipping. That's 20% off plus free shipping and a guarantee that you and your MeUndies will be very happy together. Get your butt over to MeUndies.com and treat yourself to get your 20% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. I like how they say get your butt over to MeUndies.com and treat yourself. I like how they play with it a little bit. They know it's about butts, you know?
Oh, they say play with it? Really? That's kind of cool.
I say play with it.
Oh, okay.
Today,
MeUndies,
we are giving away Tacoma on the PS4.
Cool. That's fucking awesome.
Aunt Joey.
Joey!
It's like she has two jobs in the morning, and she spends the rest of the time on Jezebel or whatever she's doing. You see what I'm saying?
She has lots of jobs.
Not for the sake of this joke, she doesn't. Do you understand what this show is about, Kevin? You gotta pick a winner. People, pick a winner.
I know, I did pick a winner.
Did you? Is it there now?
Congratulations, Sherman Cool from Twitch.
Congratulations to Sherman Cool from Twitch chat. You have won.
Sherman or Sherman?
Sure.
S-U. He knows sure, who he man. Is. Tacoma. That's cool. On the PS4, which is a game I'm actually very excited to play myself. No. Maybe I'll steal this code.
Right? I was looking at that code. I was like, this is the only Tacoma code we have.
We can get Maybe one.
I should keep it.
You think Steve will give us another code?
100%.
I'll play that.
Yeah.
I like this other game where he went around looking for love in a house. That's a haunted house, but there was no ghosts.
Remember when you guys did that mittens challenge thing where you had to like do the cat yarn ball thing?
No.
Against Game Tech?
I block out a lot of what we do here on Kinda Funny.
So... I don't know where I'm supposed to
be. Yeah, what's...
Like this. There you go. I explained this to you yesterday.
Kevin, no one can hold a mic like this for longer than a few seconds.
What?
You need to hold it exactly like this with your arm perpendicular.
Are you kidding? Why, Nick? Why? Get it. Just stop.
How is that going to stop it from hearing her breathing?
Because it picks up where she's breathing. It picks it up. So all you hear is...
like a flaw to this mic that is just dangling from the truss. I'm going to take a picture of it so everyone can see.
What's wrong with holding it like this?
Because she sat That's down fine. And hold it like this.
But this is the wrong way to hold it because it
looks cool though.
It does look dope. Right, it's like when people shoot in games.
You hear breathing.
Yes, like, I was thinking the same thing. You can't fucking possibly be hitting anything, but it'll talk, blah, yeah. And they make the sound too. Come on.
You look cool as fuck.
You look dope. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go into the 3 and 3. We'll take 3 questions, comments, or concerns from the non-subscribers, and then we'll throw those out because we don't care about you, because we do care about these subscribers. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you get 1 free Twitch Prime subscription. Don't sleep on it. Give it to someone. If you're not going to give it to us, give it to someone else out there who needs the money more than we do. Who is that? No one. We like money too, so give it to us for Christ's sake. Remember, you can subscribe that way. La la la, it's a kill shot. No pot filter, question mark? No, I think these have built-in pot filters.
They do, but they still get a little bit of poppiness.
Omega Batman says, Champ, it's great to have you back. Now, before I read the rest of this, Omega Batman, you know you're on thin ice. So let's see where this comment goes, because it's possible that Kevin will ban you for the next 2 minutes if there's anything denigrating the Kinda Funny champion in this comment. Show isn't the same without you, but please don't forget your title, because I really don't want to call you an old fogey for losing your memory. Okay, well, it started off really good. It started off really good. Kevin, at your leisure, please ban Omega Batman.
Been timed out for 10 minutes.
Thank you.
10 minutes?
Yeah, fuck yeah, 10 minutes. I've told him before. I'll tell him again. I am the law.
You can dish it, but I can't.
Kevin, give me the one. Give me the one.
Sorry.
Mama's not the law. I'm the law.
What are you holding?
It was a microphone.
Oh, okay.
He did it. He had a microphone in that. Or he was like, hey, everyone, listen up. I'm going to kill everyone. Dread.
Oh.
Did you ever see Dread?
I saw the remake.
Dread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl Urban?
Yeah. Dread.
Man, handsome dude.
Great looking guy. Never took the helmet off.
Judge Dredd is a great movie, though.
Do we need to watch this stupid clip?
He just always looks like that.
I don't know. What do you think? It is exactly what the description says.
Kid keeps hitting, and if kid keeps getting hit by it. Yeah, he's definitely.
Okay.
I love when stupid kids get hit in the head.
Here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, Jesus.
He's fine. He gets back up.
Oh, you fucking idiot. You stupid idiot.
You dumb
fuck. This is natural selection at its best. This kid just got four concussions in a row, and now he's going to be a serial killer because of, oh my God.
Immediately has CTE.
Where is the parent?
Who
Why
cares?
Is there no parent being like,
who cares?
Look,
they're so
moron,
stupid.
Duck.
Click on that one. What's this guy with the bat? What's with Stone Cold right there?
Oh, you never saw that. They protected that kid from getting hit. And the photo looks like such a Renaissance painting.
I just feel like you got to stop protecting kids so much.
It's a 10-minute-long video.
Yeah, no, we got to get the...
All right.
And there's one more. It's kind of gone around Instagram or Twitter.
Oh, right.
You guys want to see it?
Yeah, definitely. What is it?
The Doctor Strange green screen behind-the-scenes stuff. He photoshopped him into a water park.
Oh, this is amazing.
It's a really good idea.
I like that the heat is on.
Yeah. I love that one. The spinning down the water slide is so fucking hilarious looking.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go into subtlety mode.
Also, shout out to Corey Barlog for making my picture of me as Kratos his profile picture on Twitter.
He just followed me on Twitter. Should I follow him back or make him wait a little while? I don't want to seem desperate.
No, follow him back.
No, I'll make him wait
He's
a little
really
while.
Cool.
All right, well, we're in subbully mode. Answer a couple questions while I blow my fucking
nose. Okay. Andy, are you pissed that Cowboy Bebop is getting made as a live-action movie? No, as long as it's done correctly. As long as it's done right. And the only right way? Quentin Tarantino directing it. Cool jazz soundtrack. How cool would that fucking be, dude? I'd be in.
Are we fine with Quentin Tarantino again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why, because he almost killed Uma Thurman?
Nah, he also said that shit about, like, tweens.
Oh, really? Oh,
what did he say
about
what did he say about tweens?
He was defending, like, Roman Polanski.
Oh.
Look, man, let me tell you one thing right now. If you're walking around thinking Quentin Tarantino is a well-adjusted human being that you should look up to, don't do that. He's a weird motherfucker. And at some point, some weird shit's going to come out about him. But, like, is it really going to surprise anyone?
Yeah.
No. I'm not going to lie. This is weird as fuck.
It's cool, man.
Is it cool or is it super weird?
It's great. Really weird. Is that Corey Barlog changed his Twitter to that?
Yeah.
That's fucking strange. He's going to kill you.
Yeah, dude.
This is the kind of thing that an ex-girlfriend does right before she cooks your butt.
No, it was so because Alana Pierce replied and said, Andy, you should make this your Twitter profile picture. Because I forgot what he replied to me with. And then Corey's like, you know what? I should make it my Twitter profile picture.
Yeah.
And he did. It's great.
I love how little work went into that picture.
Oh, so little.
It was maybe a good 2-minute Photoshop job that went there.
Oh, no. It was After Effects tracking. I had to track that shit.
Oh, you made it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're an idiot.
No, I made it. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Ignacio Rojas says, Nick, you didn't ask my question. Your name, ?
Let's watch it together.
You want to watch it together? I was thinking about actually putting up a portion of the website where it tracked where your name was in relation to being watched. Like, at first it was It was in Ignacio's hands or whoever the fuck said he sent it on behalf. Then it went to the post office, like a UPS thing where it's tracks and tells you. Now it's on my desk and there's just one more spot it needs to go to, but I might bring it back to the office just to fuck with him.
We should make a crazy diagram like they do with, like, where's the soul stone at this moment? Where's the fucking power stone? You know, all that shit. We should watch it on this big screen. Just come in and get some popcorn one day.
That screen doesn't look good.
No, well, I mean, but it's cool though.
It's pretty, it would be cool. Mr. Yasman 300 said, Nick, are you pissed that Magnum PI and Magnum PI reboot doesn't have a mustache? That's not the thing that pisses me off about the Magnum PI reboot. It's the fact that they're doing it.
Did you hear about the whole Lethal Weapon? The dude getting recast by what's his face? Stifler?
What?
Yeah, the dude who plays Riggs in Lethal Weapon, the TV show, is getting replaced by...
Wait, for like 3 seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's getting replaced with the brother because he's a... Did you hear all the shit he was
doing? I don't
know
what he did, but apparently he was super bad on set.
Dude,
it's really bad when they fire the star of the show.
Damon Wayans, like, went on a tirade about, like, how fucking awful this dude is and, like, all the things he's said and done to people on set.
Yeah.
That they said he's, like, I forgot what he called... Damon Wayans went on this whole thing and he's, like, Yeah, he was saying really bad stuff, but I forgot the exact word that he used. And then Damon Wayans deleted his Twitter, I guess, because he was, like, embarrassed by it or whatever. But he went on tirade about, like, how terrible this dude is.
Well, they renewed
the show.
So now
Stifler is the new guy.
Yeah, it's weird.
But it's his brother.
Yeah, it's stupid. They should have just switched it out.
So they get to say Riggs.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of it. Yeah. Supra Hadouken says, Nick, Corey doesn't follow you on Twitter. You're wrong.
Emotional terrorist.
That's
what Damon Wayans said.
Wow, I don't like people like that. I would bully that guy right back. I would just fuck with him.
You'd blow him right back?
Take it right to the skull.
We should end the show.
Yeah, all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I'm going to go home and die because my allergies are killing me right now, but thank you guys for bearing with me and Andy, and I think it was a good episode. Brian popping in, that was fantastic. Oh Jesus
God.
Christ.
Oh,
bring this
God.
Up. Bring it
I
up.
I want to vomit, dude.
Yeah, that's bring it up. Bad.
This is the image we're going to leave you with, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Kevin, please cut the feed.
See you tomorrow.